Let's talk a little basketball, Coach. Coach Frenney, we always love to get hooked up with Coach right before the season starts. And they are off to a couple of games, but it's still early in the season, Coach. Glad to have you back. And, boy, you're coming off two 20-plus win seasons. It's been fun there at Carl Sandburg College, hasn't it?
I tell you what, it's been a ton of fun, Rich. I mean, you know, first of all, you know, I was able to come back close to home, and, you know, it was a little over an hour from home, and, you know, closer to family and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, my dad, my younger brother, my mom, they all went to Sandburg at one point in time, you know, in their academic careers, athletic careers. You know, being a part of Sandburg has been it's been amazing. It's been amazing. And honestly, these first 3 years, couldn't have went any better, you know, and we're just trying to keep it going into this season.
Chargers lost some key people, some young ladies from last year that played some quality minutes the last couple of years, didn't they?
Significant losses, you know, with graduation. Gabby Vance, you know, Oberlin, Kansas out there, she was outstanding for us for two seasons, and she played so well the second half of the season last year, and, you know, took on the point guard role for us late and did so many awesome things, and she just brought a tenacity as well. Same with, Capri Ferguson. Capri was a Galesburg kid, outstanding athlete. And then Brooke Pieper, you know, Brooke is the best post player I've ever coached, and you know, so losing those three were significant, and we do have a nice group of returners back, but, you know, I think right now with our newcomers, with the returners, you know, we're still trying to kind of figure out some things rotation-wise.
You got two games in the books, Coach. You got a game here on Wednesday against Spoon River, but 1-1 early and awfully close to be 2-0. You lost that second one by a point, 77-76.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, both of our games, you know, our season opener with Culver Stockton, you know, it was a varsity reserve team, you know, a team that had, you know, some seniors on it and things like that. We knew that'd be a tough one. You know, we were able to gut that one out and get a win in overtime. And then SCC, you know, Nolan Richardson style of basketball there at SCC. It is 40 minutes of heck. And, all the respect to them, because, I mean, I tell you what, that team made us a lot better, and, you know, we handled the pressure so well, and then we had a couple tough moments in the third, and then a couple in the fourth, and but we kept coming back, and, you know, 1 point short. So, you know, pleased with where we're at, and that SEC game, I think, is going to make us a lot better if we see some pressing teams in our future. So we've been off for a week, and I tell you what, it's going to be good to get back on the game floor tomorrow night.
Man, you bring up memories of those old Arkansas teams back in Nolan Richardson's days. Oh, but they were fun to watch, weren't they?
So much fun to watch. I mean, you know, Scotty Thurman out there, you know, big nasty Corliss Williamson, the whole deal. And SEC, I mean, it is impressive. It is impressive. And, you know, they're actually restarting their program. They did not have a team last year and, you know, brought in a new coaching staff. And, you know, he's doing a good job over there. And it's just 45 minutes away from us. So, you know, I think that'll be a good game for us every year.
How about your conference this year? Where do you kind of figure in your conference? And I take it it's going to be a tough one again this year.
You know, it's going to be a tough one. You know, we've been fortunate enough to win it back-to-back years. And, you know, when you do that, you're not going to sneak up on anybody. You know, Blackhawk, that's like our rival. We know they're not going anywhere. They're going to be very formidable. Sauk Valley, Highland, they are Division I junior colleges that are in our conference. So, you know, those will be difficult. Both those teams usually always have a lot of good size and you know, good size and athletics. So, you know, those are always kind of some tougher matchups for us. And, you know, here early on, Illinois Valley and Kishwaukee look to be improved. So when we hit conference play in January, we've got to make sure that we're ready to go. And, you know, this first half will hopefully prepare us for that.
I know every season coaches really hope that the one thing you want to stay healthy throughout the season, and unfortunately, darn it, game number two, that injury bug kind of snuck up on one of your kids, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did. I tell you what, that was a tough one. We lost our starting point guard, Lillian Covarrubias. She came all the way up here from San Antonio, Texas, and she's everything you want out of a player in your program. I mean, tremendous energy, positivity, works crazy hard, all about the program, and that happened in that SEC game early in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, when they were coming at us in waves and pressing and making a run, and we had that happen, so we, you know, it took us a little bit to kind of regain our footing. And so, you know, this week we've tried our best to kind of work on our rotation, like how are we going to overcome this injury. And, you know, we might have a couple players that'll have to assume a little bit more point guard responsibility moving forward.
I know you got some key games here before the end of November, a few in December, and then the Christmas break happens. So hopefully you can kind of mesh a little bit, get some chemistry going, and by the time, you know, hopefully fit December schedule, if not December, January, that you're clicking on all cylinders.
You know, that's the goal, and we've got some games that'll really challenge us. You know, SEC definitely did that. We've got, every game's tough, right? You know, we don't overlook anybody, but, you know, Lincoln Land, Rock Valley, Illinois Central, all nationally ranked teams, in the polls. So, you know, we try to play those games so we can get ready for our region and Arrowhead Conference that starts up in January. So, I think the main thing for us, is just trying to find ways to improve more defensively. Last couple of years, defense has really been a strong suit for us. And this year we just haven't quite found a way to click defensively. And, you know, we know it's still early, but, hopefully we show some improvement starting tomorrow in that area.
Well, I know basketball is your love, Coach. You love coaching it. You loved playing it back in the day. And I know when the time comes down the line, it's not going to come anytime soon, I don't think. But when you're not coaching anymore, it's something that might be kind of tough to get used to, won't it?
Oh, sure will. Love the game. Nothing better than being a part of a team. Nothing better than that. And, you know, coaching keeps you in it, keeps you connected with a group of people. And I tell you what, the thing that I'm most proud of here at Sandberg, you know, we had our season opener, and a handful at least, former Chargers were at the game. And, you know, we talked after the game, well into the men's game, and, you know, that was a goal that I had for our program was, to make this kind of like what John Wood men's basketball was for me and my teammates when I played at John Wood, right? You know, we've been able to get some local talent to stay. We've been able to find the right pieces out of state, and we've really 10 toes in, 10 toes in, and being all in regardless of circumstance, and we've really had that since I got here. And that's what I'm so proud of is that how connected our players are and stuff like that. So, you know, I think we've got a great thing going, and, you know, like I said earlier, key in on what our rotation is going to be, try to figure some things out defensively, and hopefully we'll continue to improve.
How's the men's team going to be there at Sandberg this year?
Yeah, you know, the men's team, Coach Twaddle, really neat. Coach Twaddle, my younger brother played basketball here 2007-2008, and that was Coach Twaddle's first year as head coach. So really neat, good connection there. He's been doing it for a long time. Really nice group he's got this year. I think I'm excited for them. You know, last year was a really solid year for them. Pretty much every year they've been really solid. I mean, competing at or near the top of the region, Arrowhead as well. Really a lot of options offensively for them. A lot of options and pretty athletic group. And I think things are looking up for them as well this year.
Keeping tabs a little bit when you can back here, Oberlin. Of course, the Red Devils used to coach there for a little bit of a time. Coach Gehring and those guys try to keep in touch when you can.
Absolutely. You know, I check in with Coach Gary. It's a tremendous football season for the Red Devils this year. So much fun to follow. And, you know, I've got a lot of Oberlin, you know, DCHS, you know, people on social media and stuff like that. That was a ton of fun to, you know, see those celebratory posts and all that after their wins. First playoff win since, like, 77.
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah, been a long time. Yeah,
That was awesome to see. And then, yeah, I mean, definitely follow Coach Gary and his program, and we definitely keep tabs and stay in touch and everything like that. So definitely keeping tabs on what's going on there.